from KQED.
Now let's hear about some new South Asian art appearing in the South Bay. And when I say new, I mean contemporary. Most museums and galleries focus on the ancient classical stuff, like temple statues, but that's beginning to change, thanks to the growing population of wealthy Indian expatriates in Silicon Valley. Here's KQED South Bay Arts reporter Rachel Miro.
On a recent Saturday, a handful of people milled about a spacious private home in Saratoga, looking at paintings leaned up against the walls and hitched up on easels. The home's owner, Anu Singh, is a clinical psychologist. She's recently become a collector of contemporary Indian art, and she wants to share the joy.
India has really changed. Even the culture there is changing. The people are changing.
And so, she says, the art is changing too. Take the abstract expressionist Chintan Upadhyay of Rajasthan. It takes a while staring at his painting Mutant, Singh says, before you realize it's two things at once. Two men joined at the side and also a
Game Boy machine. Do you see that? Chintan talks a lot about we are not using technology as much as technology has started to use us.
Mutant sold for $65,000 after Singh's salon. Who's buying? Her friends, like first-time art buyer Anju Kalkunte. She spent $25,000 on a dreamy work by K.K. Raghava, who splits his time between New York and Bangalore. Kalkunte fell in love with his painting of Ganesha, the blue Hindu elephant-headed god dancing in a sea of watery green.
I looked at it for a few days and I said, okay, this is mine. And I'm very happy I bought it.
So that's the newbie end of the market. At the other end, you have folks like Deepti Mathur, who's on the board at the San Jose Museum of Art. She likes to shop for work at Art Basel, the prestigious annual art fair in Switzerland.
A lot of Indian artists now are represented by international galleries.
Here in the U.S., Christie's reports $100 million in sales over the last 5 years, mostly on the East Coast. Sotheby's says its fastest-growing market is in California, thanks in part to museums like the San Jose Museum of Art and the Asian Art Museum. But Mathur, who's lived in the Bay Area for 20 years, says the list of major exhibitions of contemporary South Asian art is short.
So it's not that it has not been done before, but not with any frequency and not at any scale.
She says it's up to people who love modern South Asian art with the cash to spend on it to spend it, and then donate some of that art to local museums. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.